My vision was clearing from the bright flash of light, but I felt dazed from the impact with the wall. 40% of my health was gone. I turned my head to the side to find the source of the attack. The prophet was still lying on the ground, but in his hand was a shiny white sphere. He was holding it out in my direction as he started pushing himself off the ground, making sure his eyes stayed glued to me the whole time.
"You can't leave here!"
he hissed with heavy breaths. His face was droopy, his eyes were wide, and his mouth was hanging open, like he was still disturbed by the dragon that had just left the arena. A bit of moisture was on his cheekbones, so he must have actually been crying. "What do you want from me?" I groaned as I slowly managed my way back to my feet.
"Knowledge,"
the man said. "Knowledge?" He raised his chin slightly as he started pacing towards me.
"The prophecy says that reborns will reshape the world. It behooves the people of Eden's Gate to know everything and anything about you. What you're capable of, and how you became what you are. We cannot leave you immortals to your own devices."
I sighed and raised my sword out in front of me. "I assure you, reborn seek to bring you no harm." I shook my head. "I don't want to fight you."
"Then come with me, and let us study you."
He used his free hand to motion me towards him.
"Help us learn about the reborns, so that we can become one and feel safe here in our homes."
I shook my head again and creased my brow. "There's nothing special about us, other than our ability to respawn. And I can't follow you to be studied or whatever. I have things to take care of. People to take care of."
"Then I'll force you,"
the prophet hissed. Inside of the white orb, which was half the size of a volleyball, a large black eye seemed to shift from the hidden back end of the orb to the front and made a slithering sound as it moved. Once it was fully aligned forward, the eye darted left and right, then stopped and looked as if it was staring right at me. The bearded man thrust the orb forward, and there was a blinding light again. I instinctively threw my arm over my eyes and ducked. "Divine sight," I thought. I glanced up from behind my arm to see a beam of white energy shoot out of the eye and head straight for me. I flopped to the ground, barely avoiding the beam, and the energy smashed into the wall behind me, violently ripping wood and metal fibers from it. I scrambled away and started running as the bearded man used the orb to shoot beam after beam of energy my way, nearly hitting me each time. I thrust my hand out, shooting a sloppy arcane missile at the man, which caused him to duck and temporarily pause his attack. I veered and started running his way, shooting another missile and another, but again, he dodged each one. He was more agile than he appeared. As he was lifting his hand up to shoot another beam of energy from his orb, a door behind him slid open, and Commander Eldritch stepped onto the fighting grounds with a group of 10 or so men behind him.
"Lower your weapon, Solomon," the commander ordered loudly.
The bearded man turned and gritted his teeth before yelling,
"He's a reborn, Commander! Send your men for him, not me!"
"I won't ask again," the commander said sternly. "Lower your weapon."
He tilted his head towards me.
"You too, Gunner, put your sword away."
I reluctantly sheathed my sword, and Solomon gradually lowered his orb hand as he stared defiantly at the commander.
"Very well, Commander. If you can safely restrain this man, I will leave it to you."
The commander started marching forward.
"You'll be coming with us immediately for your crimes, Solomon."
"Crimes?"
Solomon snapped.
"No!"
"Yes,"
the commander countered.
"No!"
Solomon shouted and lifted his orb hand towards the commander.
"Duck, men!"
the commander shouted, covering his eyes. There was another flash of light, and then another white beam of bright energy shot out towards the commander and his men. They all managed to duck just in time for the energy to pass overhead and crash into the wall behind them.
"Scatter!"
the commander yelled, and the soldiers around him started scrambling to their feet and running in different directions. Solomon continued his onslaught, releasing beams of energy at the soldiers, and even managed to connect with a few, pushing them against the wall and knocking them to the ground.